So far, Washington and Colorado are the first states to legalize recreational marijuana. Two states is a pretty limited market if you're getting into the cannabis business, but many so-called pottrepreneurs are counting on the eventual repeal of marijuana prohibition nationally. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
You could say pot-related startups are baking it into their business plans, the expectation that in the not-too-distant future, marijuana will be legal and accepted in all 50 states. Take Jamin Shively, founder of Diego Pellicer Fine Marijuana.
So we are in beautiful downtown Seattle, and we're standing outside of the Brooks Brothers retailer.
Taking a page from Brooks Brothers, Shively has a plan to open marijuana retail stores that are high-end and refined. The former Microsoft strategist is thinking a dozen shops in Washington, another 10 in Colorado. But he's not just thinking locally.
Our goal is to expand nationally throughout all states, which eventually legalize it. We hope it'll be all 50 states.
Shively isn't the only one with national aspirations. Brendan Kennedy is a Yale School of Management graduate who runs a medical marijuana website called Leafly. He, too, is betting on an end to national marijuana prohibition.
I think that we're slowly seeing the Berlin Wall of cannabis prohibition topple over.
If and when that happens, potrepreneurs, as they're sometimes referred to, want to position themselves to get a legal piece of what today is a multi-billion-dollar illegal business. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.